This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
What we try and do is we're trying to expose them quickly to what this job actually entails so that it can give them a better informed choice about what they're actually getting into so that they can make an early decision.
Welcome to the Hit This GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College, hosted by me. Hi, I'm Ben Pearce, and I'm joined by a panel of education experts as well as students, and we're going to be giving you advice on what's next and what you can expect in the next steps of your education journey. This is the final episode and it's all about work placements. Firstly, I have a conversation with students Evie, Lily and Chandrika about how placements have helped them. And then I speak with lecturers Josh and Shipra about how students can benefit from industry placements.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group. Find the course that's right for you at one of their Ofsted Outstanding Community-Based Colleges.
Let's find out a little bit more about students that have gone and done placements outside of the college as part of their course. Evie, Lily, Chandrika are with us. Chandrika, let me come to you first. Tell us a little bit about your placement. Where did you go? What did you get up to?
So when I did early years level 3 at Ashford College, I went to a variety of placements. We got to do about 350 hours across the 2 years. And they consist of going to baby unit, nurseries and a school setting. I really, really enjoyed it. And it gave me sort of a lot of skills and different opportunities and perspectives into the early years and education industry.
Is there something that you enjoyed, that you was asked to do, that you enjoyed doing more than maybe something else? What type of things were you asked to do when you're out on the placement, especially in the nurseries?
In the nurseries, there may be restrictions with students. We had to do things such as activity plans, and that contributed towards our coursework. You also have the industry liaison officer who comes out and assesses you doing one of those activities that also contributes as part of your coursework as well. Other things include just getting stuck in with the nursery children, just playing, picking it up as you go along.
Making the job seem easy.
Yeah.
And how has these placements helped you realise what you want to do once education done with?
I want to be a children's nurse, so that's something I've always had my heart set on when I started college. So I thought the early years route would give me a bit more of an option rather than going down the health and social care, because I didn't want to work with adults. Also, with early years as well, in placements you can be sent to a SEN school, which is special education needs. I had a placement at Wyvern, absolutely loved it, and it gives you a really different perspective on sort of children that are disabled, and you get a lot of different experience than you would than if you'd to go to a mainstream school.
Broad experience looks great on a CV as well, right? Amazing. Let me come over to you, Lily. What about you? Tell me a little bit about your placement.
So I actually did, we have to do 49 hours of work experience. It seems a bit low next to everyone else's. But I actually did mine in our salon. So every Friday we are in charge, or our tutors will bring in clients for us, because we're open to the public on a Friday. We call it commercial day. So they'll come in, you can do your wet set, your cuts, your rollers, and you'll set a certain amount of assessments and you have to get those done. But my hours that I did extra, because I did, I think it was 3 hours extra a week I did, between September and Feb. So I did that, and that counted towards my work experience, and I loved it. I actually loved like staying back and doing a bit extra, and I got so much done.
Does it help you with your people person skills as well? Because obviously being in a college, in a classroom, you're around people more or less similar age, maybe some a bit older, but does it help being front facing and doing the job as well?
Yeah, see, a year and a half ago, you wouldn't have caught me talking to anyone, ever. I'm not like a big people person, but now I feel like I'm a lot more friendly and I have better ability to actually talk to people. And it's definitely helped me be able to actually like communicate with people a bit better.
And Evie, what about you? Tell us a little bit about your placement. You hit on it a little bit with us before, but tell us about your placement, where it was and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm at OFP Timber Frame. They build timber frame houses based in Sandwich. And what I'm doing at the moment, I'm in the production unit, which means I'm working on a project. And it's basically new starters who come into the company need to be trained on whatever they're doing, whether that means they're working down on the benches, which means they're building walls and panels, or if they're working on a saw, or if they're out in the yard. They need to be trained on what they're doing. So what I do is I research and I look into what they do, and I learn from the guys downstairs who've had that experience, who've been there, and they teach me. So I create a guide, I create a checklist, if you like, on how to be trained and what they should tick box off to make sure that they are ready to learn and use those new skills. At the moment, I'm working in production, but hopefully by next year, I want to move into a new unit, because with OFP, we have the opportunity. It's an office, but there's lots of opportunities within the company to move around. So for instance, we have our production unit, which I'm in at the moment. There's design, there's accounting, estimating, HR. And hopefully I want to move into the HR unit by September to get a feel of different areas, because I think that will help me in my studies, because getting an idea of production has helped me with project planning, which is one of our cores in our learning. But HR is also a big part, because business is about people. It's important because you need to be able to interact with people, deal with different types of people. And with the experience that I'll have from the work placement, it kind of gives you a feel of how to do that in a real working environment.
Does it help being able to watch other people doing the job that you're trying to do to have a realistic role model? You know, you're looking at someone who's doing their job really good and you're thinking, do you know what, if I can get as good as them at doing that, I've got a career here. I've got career here sorted for me. Is that a nice part of a placement?
Yeah, so definitely. So where I'm at, I kind of get a feel of everyone who's in the office. I can see what they do. I can be like, oh, well, that's not really for me. I don't really like the look of that, but I'll give it a go. And if I see something that I can really relate to, for instance, Richard in HR, he's a big help to me. He helps me out often. He's one of the people who looks after all our T-level students. And he's a big role model, because you get to see what he does in his environment, how he deals with people, and it makes you really think, is this really what I want to do in the future? And it gives you a clear idea of how you want to progress.
What's the best accomplishment or the biggest achievement so far for you on your placement? What's a bit of work that you're really proud of?
Well, I was doing this project and I completed the first draft and it had gone through, and I was thinking, is it really that good? And now that I've been there for a year, I'm seeing that they're actually using it, and it feels accomplishing to see that they're using what I've worked on. And it feels good to see, you know, they're using what I've worked on, they're actually doing it. And I'm thinking, my work didn't go to waste. They don't just see me as a student that's there to learn, they see me as an independent individual who can put the work in and really succeed. And that's what felt really good for me.
Lily, what about you? Biggest achievement so far? Was it a very difficult customer? Was it what was it? What's your biggest achievement in a placement?
With sets, let me tell you, that's one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. You're taking wet, and our doll heads are knotty. You're taking wet hair in these like plastic rollers and rolling it, and then like trying to clip it in tight, and it just kept falling off. And then you've got to leave it under for 40 minutes, but I was able to like keep doing it, and I managed to get the hang of it.
Amazing. And Chandrika, let's come over to you. What's your biggest achievement on a placement so far?
Probably being offered a job in one of the school settings I went to as well. And then there was a 2-day trip that we went to the Beacon School in Folkestone as part of our class, just to get an experience about SEN children and sort of how different it is to mainstream. I also got offered a job up there as well to come and work as a TA assistant. I think one of the biggest things as well, if anyone is going to go into a special educational need, is just learn from people who are experienced. I learned so much from other people and professionals around me, and it gives you such a different insight. And also having a lot of patience is required, because obviously they've got a lot of challenging needs and behavioural difficulties that us as students aren't always equipped to deal with.
I think you three are three really lovely role models for any student in this college to have. So well done, all three of you. Thank you very much.
The Hit List, GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group, the leading provider of technical and vocational education to more than 14,000 students in Kent.
So we're talking placements within, obviously, education, within the EKC group, and we're joined by Josh and Shipra to go over and find out a little bit more about the experience students get. So I think, Josh, you mentioned there that you're in construction. I think if anyone thinks about placements, you're thinking a big one is in the construction industry. So tell us a little bit more about the industry experience that students get.
Yeah, so I teach over in Broadstairs. I'm the program director for the carpentry and painting and decorating courses. We work with some stakeholders in and around Thanet, just around Broadstairs, Margate and Ramsgate. And we try to get experience for these students. But unfortunately, it is actually quite difficult to get students onto a construction site, because in the UK, we need something called a CSCS card. So what we try and do is, once they've completed their first module, which is health and safety, we then try to put them onto a CSCS card test. Once they've done that, then they can walk onto sites anywhere in the UK, get the experience that they need. And you know what? Like, it is amazing. Once they've been on site, then they start picking up things a lot more in the classroom and in the workshop, because then they start realizing, oh, that's what Josh keeps going on and on about wearing your hard hat, about wearing your shoes, because at the end of the day, like, construction sites can sometimes look like war zones. And so you've got to be very professional with where you work. So it's almost like a light bulb moment when they go on site and then they come back into the workshop and you can see their attitude changing. Like, oh yeah, this is actually what I really want to do. I want to be out there earning money.
I was going to ask that about the students and how you see a change in them when they come back from a placement to being then in the classroom. I expect health and safety is one of the big things that starts taken really seriously after they've been out on a site. Have you got other examples of that, of where people change when they come back to the classroom?
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I think it was said with your previous guests that there's a professionality that students understand. We get it. Like, we're in further education and students are coming straight out of school, most of them 16. They've been told what to do their entire school life, and then all of a sudden they get this semi-autonomy within college, where they feel like they're starting to grow up a little bit more. And I mean, we call it adolescence. They're not kids anymore, they're not yet adults. I spent a little bit too long in my adolescence years, so what we're trying to do is trying to get them out of these adolescence years as quickly as possible to get them maybe onto further education or into full-time employment, onto an apprenticeship scheme or something like that. But I guess, going back to your question, what we find the biggest benefit with these work placements that the students go on, it's like a catalyst to them growing up. They realize all of a sudden, oh yeah, this is actually what I really want to do. I want to, once I finish this, I want to do it well, learn as much as I can at college, and then go out and work in the real world.
Amazing. Shipra, do you help students get into different placements?
My role is for the T-Levels engineering lecturer. I am also teaching HNC construction, which I see a lot about the work placement. But if I want to say about the site visits, when we go to construction site visits, it's literally embedding the learning, and the buzz that I get when we come back to class is, oh, that is what that PowerPoint meant, because they have seen it and they have sort of lived it when the construction is going on. And coming back to the actual construction details and looking at the drawing, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not a 2D drawing anymore. So even a short site visit, two or three in a term, makes a whole lot of difference to the learning.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the experiences that you have heard students discussing to do with their placements. What overall, similar to sort of the other question that Josh just answered, what overall experience are students getting when they go out and learn in the industry?
I've had some really good feedbacks from a couple of students in the engineering, especially about the financial part of the lessons, the modules that they're taking at T-Levels, and then going to the work placement, and then, oh, miss, yes, we understand what that topic was about, and it's really helping. And there was a HR module on taking minutes and understanding meetings and the whole idea of what is an HR. It is not a very daunting department. You are getting explanation of what it is. So quality management and finances, yes, it really explains it.
Are you seeing students pick things up quicker and learning quicker now that they're going out and doing these placements?
I feel D-level is the best thing that has happened to instead of A-levels. It's a really perfect mix of you have the responsibility. Yes, you suddenly feel you are in the industry. You're using the knowledge that you're getting for the 3 days of the week at the industry then and there. And it's very lifelong embedding. It's really helpful.
You must have seen quite a few students go both ways. People come in, find their career that they want to go in by doing these placements, but others also that go and do it and think, actually, no, this maybe isn't the career for me.
We see it quite often. And what we try to do is actually expose them very early, because sometimes students can come into, I'm sure it's the same with any course, with misunderstandings of what the course is actually about. They might be doing it because their friends are doing it or their grandparents have done it, whatever. They're not fully understanding what it entails in the construction industry, especially. I mean, it is hard work. It is grafting. It is getting up at stupid o'clock in the morning, traveling across half the county, working there all day, and then coming back late at night. When you're young and you haven't got a family, you can do that. That is a young man's game, of course. You can work over weekends, you could do love jobs for your friends and things like that, but at the end of the day, like, it is hard. Like, you often see construction workers with RSI, bad knees, bad backs, because it's grueling. So I guess what, going back to your question, what we try and do is we try and expose them quickly to what this job actually entails, so that it can give them a better informed choice about what they're actually getting into, so that they can make an early decision. We call it the right choice periods for students who, within the first term, they probably misunderstood what the course was about. And then we give them the option to try another course as well.
And from the lecturers and the staff and the students that we've heard from, the EKC group have a great network of support to help students make those choices as well. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you for that.
Thanks for listening to the Hit List GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. For more information, you can head to ekcgroup.ac.uk, and you can find the rest of the episodes of this podcast series at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.